Hey, it's a pleasure to catch up with our techsperts, Richard Pascoe from talktech.com.au. On the back of the iPhone being released, the new iPhone 7 announcement from last week, I'm sure Richard's had the weekend to study up on it and tell us all we need to know, including a question from Gary in Newstead. Now, Gary wants to know, when is the new iOS 10 being released?
Tomorrow, Gary. So okay. Sometime tomorrow, you'll turn on your phone or your iPad and the update will be ready to go. Quite a large update, so anywhere from about 1.5 gig to up to nearly 2 gigabytes in size, so it's quite a big update. So if you're on a 16 gig phone, which you should never have bought in the first place because they're too small, you might be in a bit of trouble.
Okay, so with that iOS 10 upgrade, which we're expecting to be sent to us tomorrow, what are some of the key features you've heard about, Richard?
A couple of quick ones, and I'm already running it on my phone because Apple's already sent me the final one, which is really nice.
How come you're more special than us?
Because I'm the techspert.
Tickets.
So Apple, raise to wake. So you pick your phone up now, no pressing the button, and it will come to life to show you if you've got any notifications on your screen. Siri works even better than before. You know, if you don't talk to your phone, now's the time to go along talking to your phone, especially if you're driving in the car. Because I can go along and say, hey, ring Leroy now. It'll dial straight through to you. Siri, I've got to say, I used it, you know, since I've had this for the last couple of days, I've never seen understanding in a phone like this before. Photos as well. You were telling me like you went to Melbourne on the weekend. So if you took all the photos and videos over there, now the new photos part on iOS 10 will group them all together and go, here's your holiday highlights of the weekend.
Oh, no. I don't want those photos to get out.
To see.
I don't want. What about Apple Music? I've heard that's been redesigned totally because users weren't happy with the previous software in that one.
They weren't. I've got to say, really like the new Apple Music. If you're on a Mac as well, on September the 20th, the new operating system will be out for that. Works hand in glove for that as well. Really good redesign. Thoroughly like it. So that'll be out tomorrow.
All right, so Apple's making headlines. What about Samsung, their biggest rival when it comes to phones and technology? They've got something quite interesting coming out called a Welt. What's that all about?
It's a smart belt. So the buckle's got a USB. It's as terrible, is it? Seriously. The buckle has a USB port on it that charges the belt for 20 days usage. So it will track your steps when you sit down and monitor your waistline, and it will send you notifications when the belt starts creaking under the strain.
My goodness.
And we just hope it doesn't burst into flames like the Note 7. Got to emphasize, you got a Note 7, take it back, people. But the Welt will be out in January. Comes in three ranges, the casual, the classic, or the premium, and will range from $99 to $199.
Samsung are really taking a belting at the moment, aren't they?
They are taking a belting. It was a great pun, Leroy.
All right, thank you very much for that, Richard, and that's where we'll leave it on that high. And catch you next Monday. And for any questions you'd like to ask Richard, feel free. If it's technology related, he can answer them for you. Just go to the Drive homepage at lafm.com.au.